Upstate New York cities take around 90% of all current refugee resettlements in the state. All this week, the Innovation Trail is looking at how that diverse population has weaved its way into the region's changing economy. The Innovation Trail's Ashley Herzl tells the story of a Bhutanese refugee who is now getting the local refugee population ready for jobs in the city of Buffalo.
A handful of students from countries all over the world are sitting in a class at Journey's End Refugee Services. Today they're learning how to become janitors for local businesses. The group nods as another student explains an assignment to them.
This one is the electrical materials, okay? Before using this, we have to check whether the vacuum is good or not.
It wasn't that long ago that their teacher, Bishnu Adhikari, was sitting in their seat trying to understand English and the concept of a mop bucket and vacuum. Adhikari and his wife, Chitra, came to the United States in 1992. They spent 17 years in a refugee camp in Nepal before arriving in the U.S.
We were thinking buffalo means, an animal. Buffalo, that's what we heard.
Erie County services the most refugee arrivals in New York State. In 2012, the city of Buffalo assisted over 1,000, most of who were from Bhutan, like Adhikari.
When I came to Buffalo Airport, I found my case manager. We shook hands, but I was unknown. Who is this boy? What is he asking for? But he called my name and said, I am your case manager.
When Adhikari and his wife Chitra arrived at their new apartment, there were many things inside the home they'd never seen before, like the stove.
He showed us how to use gas stove. Gas stove, it was very new for us because we were using firewood to cook. We don't know how to turn on, how to use it.
Adhikari and Chitra also didn't eat for a few days.
We didn't find our food for a couple of days. After some days, we saw the grocery store. We went there and bought, and she started to cook.
After he settled into his new apartment, Adhikari enrolled in classes at Journey's End Refugee Services to learn English. Today, he's working as a vocational trainer and employment specialist. Adhikari says he talks to his students solely in English.
They have no way to move back to their country where they use their language. They need to use English properly because this is their country now.
And he says his students are learning more than how to be a housekeeper or janitor.
They are also learning new things. For example, how to sit for the interview and what are the new challenges they are going to face. And also how to call 911 if something happens on the way to their workplace.
Every year, Journey's End places more than 300 refugees in sectors like food service, hospitality, and manufacturing. Brianna DeFonso is a volunteer manager with the agency. She says refugees are a crucial part of the local business community.
Because for them, it's more than a job. It's the chance to actually be able to provide for their family again, which they may not have been able to do for the last several decades.
More importantly, DeFonso says refugees are also bringing a new wave of energy to a city whose population has declined.
They'll be the people who are taking the initiative, who are opening the businesses, who are founding cultural organizations, who are making the schools better. They're there. They're willing to work on it, and they want to see their new city succeed.
DeFonso says in order for refugees to succeed in making a better Buffalo, they need the help of the community.
So if you're behind someone in line at the grocery store and they're having trouble counting the change, instead of being frustrated and upset, you could be supportive and calm and either help them or just wait until they're done. That's going to be huge.
And Bishnu Adhikari says if longtime residents and refugees work together, the city will be a force to reckon with. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Herzl for the Innovation Trail.